As an introduction to the next section of halachos found in the Shulchan Aruch, which discuss the proper brachos that are recited on peros, on fruits, and it gets into other things as well, as vegetables and sha'ar kol. The first siman which discusses this in Siman Reish Beis is going to be discussing the bracha on fruits and as well as on wine, is how it begins. The Piskei Tshuvos gives an introduction to emphasize the importance of knowing what bracha she recited. So for today, we'll just go through this introduction. Brings the Gemara that says, Asul Adam Shehenim in Ha'om Hazeh B'lo Bracha, that a person is not allowed to derive benefit from the foods that one eats without reciting a bracha. And he says, V'chol Nehenim in Ha'om Hazeh B'lo Bracha, Ma. If a person does eat foods without saying a bracha on this food, apparently that's what it means, any bracha, just saying a bracha, then if you don't do so, then you have created a violation of a trespass against God. Not only that, but the Gemara says that it says, though you've derived benefit from something which is holy, something which is considered as Kodesh. The Omar Rav Chanina Bar Papa, furthermore, the Gemara states, Kol hanehenna me'om hazeh b'lo bracha, anyone who derives benefit from this world without saying a bracha is ki'ilu gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'kineses Yisrael. It says, though you are stolen from God as well as from other Jews. And gozel, like a person who steals right in front of the person without any care of that individual's ownership of that item. Shneamar, he quotes a pasuk in Mishle, which we're going to interpret in greater detail, but the Gemara says the following. Gozel aviv, you stole from the father. That is referring to Hashem, who is our father. Ve'imo, zeh kenes Yisrael. This is likened to the Jewish people. But Omer in the pasuk says, in pesha, that there is no negligence. I've done nothing wrong. Which means that you're giving the impression that even though I've done things which I shouldn't do, that you don't care. And that's the person who eats without saying a bracha. Chavrhul ish mashchis, he is considered to be a friend to a person who is destructive, which the Gemara says, Chavrhul Yerubim ben Nevat. Who is Yerubim ben Nevat? Says the Gemara, Shehishchis es Yisrael avim shemashamayim, that not only does he cause his own downfall by being involved in Avodah Zarah, by setting idols in the places where people would go up to Yerushalayim, but he also caused Klal Yisrael to sin as well by showing that it's okay to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah, to worship idols. And therefore you as well, not only by not saying a bracha are you doing something wrong, but those people who are watching your behavior are also seeing how light and unimportant a bracha is, and therefore they'll perhaps also not say brachos. Now on this, the Piskei Tshuvos says, further than the simple explanation of the Gemara, he says, "V'apostik Ma'iri shemavarech rak she'enu nizhar levarech kuro'oi." It's not referring to a person who does not say a bracha, but rather this pasuk is going on an individual that does at least say a bracha, but he doesn't say the bracha properly. Veinu matriach atzmo liosboki bedini brachos. You don't put in the effort to learn the proper bracha that should be recited on each individual food. The Omer in Pesha, when the pasuk says that I am like I've done nothing wrong, why would a person think that you're doing nothing wrong? It's not referring to a person who doesn't say a bracha, but rather, says the Piskei Tshuvos, the suburb, the person who thinks, Kivan Shemavarech Kedaito Ve'enu Ochel Below Bracha in Pesha. The truth is, I would never eat without saying a bracha, so I didn't do anything wrong. The reality is, that's wrong, that you would think such a thing, that you can just say a bracha without doing the proper research as to what bracha should be said on this particular food. Everyone else sees how insignificant it is that you can just say a bracha without finding out the proper bracha to say on the food. And therefore you're going to cause other people not to be cautious in reciting a bracha. The MS, who pesha gadol, this is a huge mistake. The Havi kemezid because since you could have learned and you made the choice not to learn, therefore it's as though you've done it b'mezid. It's not that you're negligent or it was an accident. I just didn't know. You should have learned. And the fact that you didn't learn, you're held accountable. And he says, not only that, but he quotes the Chazal, the Chol Shalom Birach Ketikon, Havi Ki'ilu Berach, V'gam Mashi Birach Havi Bracha Vatala. That if you say the improper bracha, it's considered as though you didn't say a bracha at all. And in fact, the bracha that you said is a bracha Vatala, which is even worse than having said nothing. L'chein, therefore he says, Chazal tell us, quoting the words of Rav, he says, Omer Rava Yelech Eitzel Chacham, V'yilmadu Dini Brachos Kedeshul Yavol Edei Me'ilu. A person should go to an expert and should learn these very intricate halachos, which are very difficult, so that a person would not come to make these mistakes and stumble. He says, not only that, but going once is not enough. If a person goes once, it's very easy that a person will end up forgetting unless one reviews it continuously. And therefore he says, below yichshalu b'nei Yisrael b'lshonam, that we should not stumble with our tongues, not only with what comes out of our mouth, but also what comes into our mouth. We have to be careful with the brachos that we say, and how we praise Hashem, that it should be done properly, and not that we're saying brachos that are not the proper brachos on the food. Now, Kopanim, he says, that even if you've learned and gone through all of the Torah, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, Adayin Yeshal Hashem Es Hachasol Adas Eich Yeshal Varech Bizmanenu Al Kol Min Ma'achol Ma'achol. It's become so much more complex than just the simple halachos found in the Shulchan Aruch that it's necessary for us to be able to fill in those gaps in halacha because of all the new foods that have been recently introduced as to what brachos are said. He quotes the words of the Ritva, and he says, quote, L'chein t'chilas kol davar, the very first thing that you should do, Roy Adam Limud Lamein Levana V'Talmidav Seder Brachos, a person should teach themselves, teach and instruct their children, their students, the proper brachos, Kedeshul Yavul Edei Me'ila, Shezehu Davar Chomer Ma'od, says the Ritva, this is a very important, very serious thing. And he brings down on the bottom, in the Sefer Chut HaMeshulash, quoting the words of the Chassam Sofer, that when he was 6 years old, he was already a baki, an expert in all the laws of brachos, which, as we'll see in numerous discussions, they're very complex. However, the Chassam Sofer was so particular in the case of a suffolk that he says that when it came to eating sugar by itself, like a sugar cube, for him, for whatever reason, we'll discuss the halacha later on, but the Chassam Sofer had a suffolk whether or not a person should, what bracha you should make on a sugar cube or any at all. And therefore, he brings down, Man atzmo v'ochol sukar levado kol yamav, that his entire life, in order to avoid the possibility of saying a wrong bracha, he would not eat that particular food. In conclusion of this introduction, he says, the person who is meticulous in saying the proper bracha, shenisul avarech brachos, kedin, ukahalacha, ukahogan, the person says the brachos properly, nikra adam gadol, Chazal considers that person to be as an adam gadol, a great person, and not only that, but also a nasa zach, a person who is a pure and clean individual, umuchon lekabel kedusha. Such a person is befitting to accept kedusha upon themselves, and not only that, but also is considered to be a chassid, someone who goes above and beyond, as he quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama, Haiman deboil mahavi chassida, yikai mili debrachos. If a person wishes to become a chassid, one should become an expert in the laws of brachos. And therefore, as an introduction, showing the significance and the importance of making sure that we know all these halachos, we should certainly not be ma'al, God forbid, to have violated anything, but rather we should all be zocha to be called an adam gadol and a chassid with regard to the laws of brachos.